What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought the dream was nothing more than stress after an argument. But the next day, she realized the dream had been a premonition.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost stories. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, and yes, write in on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. We would love to hear your ghost stories. Tony, Todd, Carol, that's who you got on the program today. Hi, how is everyone?
Pretty good. I had a fun interview, interesting interview last week for the Grave Talks.
And
I talked to the property manager of the Villisca Axe Murder House.
Ooh, and that's right. I've been wondering about that.
Isn't that a weird job to have?
Yes,
that would be. Yeah.
And I'm like, and she lives across the street. She's from Villisca, and I'm like, there can't be a lot of jobs in that area, you know? And she said it was like, she saw it on LinkedIn or someplace like that, the job opening. And I think at first she started as a tour guide and then became the property manager. So it was an interesting conversation. We really dove into the history and the crime and all that, which is fascinating to me that a crime like that could have occurred and never have been solved. And made the news worldwide. You know, this little bitty town became extremely infamous for this one thing. And so apparently the house at one point had kind of been remodeled, where they had, you know, kind of updated it to the 70s. And so when there was a guy, local guy there, who bought it and kind of took it way back to what it was. So that's how, you know, you're able to see it. Now, if you tour the house, and you can tour it or you can do an investigation there, if you do tour the house, it looks more like it did when the crime happened.
1912 is when the crime
happened. Yeah, 1912.
Wow. So the Titanic was sinking that year.
In fact, she brought that up, Tony, because Tony's a big Titanic person. But the Villisca axe murders actually knocked the Titanic out of the main news, like the big headline on the front of every paper. It became the Villisca axe murder.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because they did weird things. Like, they covered, whoever did it, covered all the windows and covered all the mirrors, which almost, when you cover the mirrors,
yeah,
it makes it seem like there's it could go one or the other, a demonic or a religious angle to it.
Or a ritualistic, or, right?
Yeah.
Yum. Yum.
And so one of the suspects was a local pastor. And he was actually charged and found not guilty. He was charged with two and found not guilty. And I think they only charged him with two so they could go on and charge him with others at a later date. And, but he was, they never found anyone guilty of the murders.
That is so wild.
Does it look like it was probably him?
What's that?
Does it look like it was probably him?
You know, you have to wonder. And I wonder now if, who knows what's left of the evidence.
Yeah.
I guess is not much of anything, because in 1912, they would have never thought one day there would be such a thing as DNA and we could figure it out through his ancestors. So you have to wonder what is left.
Yeah.
But it was just a fascinating murder. And so, like, you know, she said she, I think it's so odd that every single day when she was growing up on her way to school, the bus took her right by the Villisca axe murder house. It's just you don't really think about the people living in the area. So I asked her if her house was haunted since it's right across the street. Mm-hmm. She said no, and not at all. And I'm like, well, that's good, because it's important to have work-life balance. The manager of the Villisca axe murder house, I think that's important.
That'd be really interesting if you're the one doing the job interviews at the Villisca axe murder house. Like, right? If you put it out on LinkedIn.
How'd the interview go down?
It would speak to like a very select group of people. But I do wonder if you would also just kind of get folks who are just kind of like, you know, sending the resume to everything. And what that interview would be like with somebody who's just like, what is this? Huh? You know, and then the next person's like, oh my God, I know everything about this.
Right.
Place.
Right.
Well, I thought it was cute because she said, she goes, I'm totally, because I asked her about the interview process because I was kind of fascinated.
Interesting.
And she said, I've always been really into the paranormal and I'm a people person. And I'm like, actually, to manage that house, you would kind of need to be a people person.
Because all
the people coming in for tours. So she's really into history as well. So that's what she does. You know, she gives tours during the day, you know, oversees the paranormal investigations. And like, you can rent that house. What was it? I think it's from 6 p.m. to 9 a.m. is what an overnight rental is. Isn't that crazy? So I think by the time this airs, that will have aired.
I'm thinking honeymoon for me. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah,
she's not. I mean,
she likes ghost stories, but it would be a bit, and it'd be a bit much for me too.
And then Harper would be like, "Why didn't you take me?"
Yeah, I know. It's funny, you were talking about the headlines of it being knocked out of the Titanic being knocked out of the headlines. I have an image of this in my mind because when I was obsessed with the Titanic for that good decade. So it's a year, like, yeah, decade. I remember going to the library and you can get, what are they called? The reels that have the newspaper articles on.
Microfilm.
Yep. The microfilm. And that's how they used to, and it's how they still have a lot of old newspapers stored. I know there's like a lot of processes of trying to, you know, get them digitized and them, you know, great. But back then you had to like go actually get this microfilm reel and then go to this machine that could show it to you. And I remember doing that for all of like April 14th, 1912 through like the end of 1912. And every damn day of that year, for the most part, from what I can remember, I was just looking up. I think it was the local newspaper, which should have been the Reporter. It was the Titanic was the headline. I mean, for the year, like every day. It was like, it was either the lead or it was like right next, and there's a picture of the boat and there's pictures of, it was that, that's how powerful that story was at that moment. It would be interesting. I might probably skim past some Villisca axe murder stuff.
You know, I'm sure you did.
When I was 10 doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't looking for it.
No, I wasn't at the time.
It's just, damn. It's fascinating to me. It was very fascinating.
Just go back the 33 years. I would look for that. Let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi, this is Dana from Ohio. I have noticed that there had been a trend for a while of people calling in for their dreams or having paranormal things happen to them while they're dreaming, which I thought my stories were pretty crazy, but I guess they're not so crazy because a lot more people experience them more than I thought they would. Just going to take you back a little bit. In 2004, my stepfather on Halloween and I got in a huge fight. It was stupid. It was over the television. He was drunk. I was home. I was typically his scapegoat. So we just got in a big fight. I went back to my bedroom, probably left that evening because it was Halloween. And that was that. So that evening I had a dream of my stepfather. First off, the dream starts, I'm in a parlor, like a funeral home, and I'm seeing family and friends and everybody's walking around, and I'm standing in front of a coffin, a blue one. I'm just kind of taking in the scenario, wondering whose funeral am I at? This is kind of weird. So I look at the coffin, or whatever you call it, the casket, and there's my stepfather laying inside the casket. He's dressed up, looks nice, and I thought to myself, it wasn't necessarily looking at him and seeing him in the coffin that made me weird or anything, but it was the feeling of not having any emotion for him. Like, I, at that time, I didn't have any emotion that he was dead in a coffin. So I woke up that morning and I thought, you know what, that was pretty shitty. I wonder why I had a dream like that and just didn't have any emotion. And I kind of left that feeling kind of like, well, you know, life's too short. Maybe you should make your amends, tell him you're sorry and move on. So I went to work the next day, worked a half day at a vet clinic, and I got a call at 12 that my stepfather had passed away at home. He was home with my brother. It was a massive heart attack. So he was 41 years old. And you know, it's funny, is that guy, I swear to you, he knew he was going to die early. He would tell my mom all the time, you know, when I leave this world, don't worry, your mom's going to be taken care of. And he always made comments about dying before, you know, way young. And I guess he had some accidents in his life where he felt like he should have died. He never did. And he just kind of carried that with him. It was 2004. I was 21. He was dead. It was just an awkward situation. I like thought to myself, you know, I just had a dream about him the night before in a coffin or a casket. How in the heck is it possible that he's dead? So I had some guilt with that, thinking, oh God, did I self-fulfill, like prophesize this? I don't even know. Anyways, so that was my first experience with him passing away, even before he was dead. About a week later, after his funeral, I had another dream, and this is weird. I wake up in the morning, my mom's making breakfast. I walk by him to ask Mike a question, and there he is sitting at the computer like he normally did on the weekends, doing fantasy football stuff. And he just glances at me and just looks at me, and I just remember him looking like he was in peace. He was peaceful. I told him, I said, Mike, you're not supposed to be here. And he just looked at me and just shook his head, just nodded it. And I said, what are you doing here? And he gave me that look like, now you know I can't tell you, but he didn't say anything. And I said, are you in a good place? Are you in heaven? And he shook his head, yes. I just felt like he was saying bye to me. And I don't know if that was just me wanting to tell him bye because I wasn't able to, and felt guilty the day we got in the fight, and then him passing away the day after. That was pretty crazy. And I woke up that morning feeling like he really did. Like, everything about him was him. But he was peaceful. And he, the moment that I've known that man, there was not a peaceful thing about him. I mean, he was an alcoholic and he had anxiety issues, but he was at peace. So that told me something. something. Yeah, that hit me pretty hard. And this past couple of weeks, I'm not lying. I promise you, I'm not making this up. We have a downstairs basement that is, it's totally modeled. It's got carpet and bedrooms and a bathroom down here in the laundry room. I was down the laundry room doing laundry. And this is kind of funny because I'm very anal about turning off lights because Mike was such an asshole about turning off lights. He budgeted his money, and if you didn't leave a room without turning off a light, he would get on you and ground you. So I was kind of anal growing up, turning off lights when you leave a room. So doing laundry downstairs, get my stuff done, walk up the stairs. I always turn the lights off. So I walk up the steps, and I swear to you, I remember turning the lights off. I come up the steps, put my laundry down, walk by the door again, and the light is on down the basement. And I think to myself, what the heck? And I ask the girls, why did you go downstairs and not turn off the light? We didn't go downstairs. Well, the light's on. Well, I guess I didn't turn it off. So I turned it off and did my business. Same thing happened a couple days later with the light. Same situation, go downstairs, do the laundry, walk upstairs, make sure I turn the lights off. And then I walk past the door and the lights are on. So I think, oh, that's weird. I swear I just turned the light off. Sometimes you think you do things and you really don't. You just got so much on your mind. Didn't think much of it. So last night, I put the girls to bed. They're wore out. I get ready for bed. I'm doing my rounds, turning lights, locking doors. Go past the kitchen, turn off the kitchen light. There are two lights in the kitchen, but the one light was on. I turn it off. And I remember this because I remember using my iPhone to turn on the flashlight to go back to bed. I go lay down, I plug my phone into charge, and I'm looking over at the door, and there's a light on somewhere in the house because there's light in the hallway. So I get back up, look out in the hallway, and sure as shit, the light on in the kitchen is on. I swear to you, I feel like it was Mike, like, joking with me or something. I don't know. It was definitely a sign, and it is kind of emotional because I have been thinking about him a lot since I've been listening to the show. And even though him and I really didn't get along real well, he was still a big part of my life as a kid growing up, and he did the best he could with what he had. But I thought I'd just share that story, and I just think it's really interesting. I can picture him just laughing his ass off of me leaving the basement and turning that light back on, you know?
Another emotional one.
That was really touching. And
very
that fascinating. I would think when you're young, because I don't know how old she was for sure, but my guess is she was probably a teenager when they got in the fight, that having that dream and then the next day him passing away had to have been a lot for her to deal with. Like, because you got in the fight, then you have a premonition, and then, you know, she thought the next day I should make amends and tell him.
Well, and when she said too about her feeling in the dream was that she felt just like nothing about it.
Yeah,
she didn't feel sorrow, and that kind of concerned her that she was feeling that way. And like, it almost was like, it kind of was a, you know, maybe an emotional check or reset for her of life, you know, as she was kind of, you know, growing and getting older of, you know, maturity, you know, and valuing, you know, the people around you and kind of a check on that.
But don't you think it's interesting? Because one thing he really didn't want people to leave lights on. That was his thing. Do not leave the lights on. That was ingrained in her, obviously. Since she's still like, I don't leave the lights on. And to have all the emotions about him and thinking about him a lot, then all of a sudden lights are staying on that you remember turning off. It almost does seem like him in a way that he's just kind of teasing her. Which
especially crazy. If she's been thinking about him a lot, you know, I think that's maybe just a nice nod to her to say, hey, I appreciate you thinking about me or whatever.
Yeah, always forgiven. Yeah. I'm fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
I hope that's kind of her takeaway from it.
Either it that or he's still pissed off at her and wants her light bill to be higher than it should be.
And so. He's like, I'll show her. I'm going to make her get out of bed. And
the fact that you had that premonition means you killed him. So hope you're feeling good about all that. No, I'm kidding.
No, I just found the whole thing fascinating. You know, then he comes to her in a dream and he's fine. And she's like, what are you doing here? And he's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a good piece of closure for her.
Yeah.
I would
think. It was very interesting.
Do we have another call?
Uh-huh, we do, Tony.
Let's hear another phone call here at Time Life Music and such hits as this.
Oh, hey, just started listening to you guys. And my whole family, like my three half-brothers and my mom, we've all had multiple things happen. I mean, just all across our lives. I do have a bunch of stories. One night I was sitting at home and it was late. 3 a.m. and a lot of this stuff happens around 3 a.m. with me anyways, not other members of the family. But I was sitting there and it was dark. I always, you know, played games in the dark and I had TV glow. The way my room was situated, the kitchen was right next to it and there was a heavy door and you could see under it. So because of the kitchen light that we would leave on, it would push anybody's shadow under the door so you could tell someone was there. Late night, I was just about to probably head off to bed, and it was late, and it was summertime, so I didn't have any school or anything during that time period, and I just, everything feels still, like everything, something feels off, and then I see shadows under the door frame, like foot shadows, and I could already tell they're off, because they're so skinny, they're very small, they're childlike. Well, then I heard running, like barefoot steps, and no one in the house besides me runs around barefoot. And then I heard little girl giggling and I saw the shadow running around my door. Then it stopped, you know, and that's a little thing, but a lot of crap happened in that old house. Another one is I've had a full body apparition experience. I was sitting at a computer late at night in the dark and, you know, had the glow of the screen as my light. I can see pretty well. And I turn around and I'm stretching, you know, you sit in there for a while, you gotta stretch out. And I turn around and right dead set behind me in the door frame of my mother's room, because I'm sitting in the computer room, is a full body apparition. Long black hair, white dress. Everything freezes. I don't know if it was one of those moments of like pure terror or like fear, because like, holy crap, what the hell, what is that? And I finally managed to blink and it's gone. The doorway is blank. There's nothing there. And I just kind of silently freak out for a while. Another thing, and this is probably the last thing I'll leave on, and I'll just call back with these other stories some other time, is, I was sitting in my room in this old house, and all of this happened in this last house we were in. And I just sat down, and it was like the middle of the day, and it was like 8 p.m. Well, not middle of the day. It was 8 p.m., and it was raining, as was that whole summer, pretty much. And I just get this very strange urge to pause my game. Well, after that happened, my closet door that I always kind of keep cracked because if I don't, it makes strange noises. It burst open. I hear the most horrible, shrill, horrible scream I've ever heard in my life. And it thumps. And then it's just thumping footsteps out through my door, which was open at the time, and through into the kitchen and out the back door. And I could feel the footsteps all the way until had gotten onto the ground out our back porch. And our out back porch leads to a forest and fields and stuff, you know, not civilization back in that old house. So I don't know. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this, even if you don't play it. And I will definitely listen to you guys later. So thanks.
Thank you for sharing.
Stuff going on in that house.
Of course, the little child and the shadow under the door and the giggle. Get out of here with that crap. That happens in my house. I am so I could see a full apparition of a, like a shadow figure. And I'd be like, eh, okay, let's see what that is. A child giggling and some small feet under the shadow. I'm done. Get me the hell out of here.
I kind of just get the shot. I don't know what I would do. If I was like down here, let's say I came down the stairs and there's like a shadow figure or something. There's like between me and like my path. I would be really, I think I'd be genuinely freaked out. Like, I don't think I'd be like screaming and running, but I think I would be like, I don't think I want to go down there ever again. Like,
you know,
I don't know what I would do.
The only time I ever saw a shadow figure was in my house and it bothered me.
Yeah.
But I wasn't terrified. It was a weird thing.
And a lot of people describe it that way.
I'm usually pretty terrified by things.
A lot of people describe it that way. And it's always kind of puzzling to me because to me that just feels dark and ominous. But, I guess I've never like really experienced it. But a lot of people, I mean, they say, you know, it was surprisingly a lot less scary than I, you know, imagined it would be, basically.
I think it makes you inquisitive. Like, what the hell could that be, right? It's, there's no windows. There can be a shadow from outside, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, how could this possibly be? So I think there's like a very like interest in knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
That takes over people. Now, what about the door of his bedroom slamming open and something running out screaming?
That was huge. Like that one is the one that would get me to move.
Yeah, that would be another buy for me.
I'd be looking for a new house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you tell the realtor?
Nope.
No, because I want to sell it.
Like, there's sometimes that would be interesting. There'd be a great like punk the realtor type show where you bring realtors in for selling a house, and it starts out really normal, and then like slowly you're divulging more information about the house you're selling. You're like, is there a section on here for demonic entities or
do I have to disclose it?
Yeah. Or what's the ghost that you have sex with? What's that called? That's the
succubus. Incubus.
Yeah. There a succubus or incubus section?
Yeah.
but you play it straight and like to see how the realtor, like, what is that? Well, that is when you are violated by a ghost.
Right.
Do I have to disclose it? I mean, I'm assuming there's a disclosure spot on the, you know, 72 sheets that you go through on that. Just see if they, to see what they say. Like, well, if it's not on there, you might not, but what if I want to disclose it, you know?
Yeah. I really feel like the next owner should know.
Would they put that in the disclosure that you put everything in, like the water heater's old or, the basement leaks a little bit. It's in the same section, incubus and succubus in house.
Then it's up to them to read everything.
There's usually like a little like paragraph section in there with open lines where it's like, is there anything else you'd like to disclose? put that in.
I was also just thinking about what it would be like if you were a realtor. And you only dealt in selling haunted houses. That's all you did. That was your specialty.
I bet that exists in a place like New Orleans or Savannah or something.
Maybe,
like that.
Right? Yeah.
You'd have a market for it there. And you could probably, as a specialty, like a boutique realtor, you could probably make that work.
That might interest me.
It'd be kind of fun. I've always thought that'd be kind of a fun job. I would hate the hours, I think, but
exactly. Yeah.
I like the idea. And I always enjoy going and looking at houses, and that's always, it always fascinates me. So I used to do for fun as a kid because it was free. You know, we go to the open houses on the weekends and we weren't looking for a house. We're just liking to wander through other people's homes.
Yep.
But it was fun. I mean, and it wasn't just like the parade of homes. Like, I get that. Like, that's more like less, you know, I don't know. But they would just be like, oh, there's an open house. Looking on the paper.
I sold a house once and I parked down the street for the open house to see who it all went in. And it was like the former owners came. And then and checked out the house, right, to see what I had done to it. And then, ironically, years later, when my uncle died, the guy who owned my house was a pastor, and he actually did the service. And I walked up to him, and I said, I don't know if you remember me. He goes, oh, yeah, you bought my house, blah, blah, blah. You know, I really didn't like what you did with the blank, blank, blank.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like,
my uncle just died.
Can yeah, that's my uncle, nice but that's fine. Me. You can bitch at me because I took the window awning off.
God. I wish we'd have picked somebody else to do this service, wow. to be honest. Because your wow. service was very below average. I'd like to
I'm always curious as to what houses look like that I've had today. And as far as I've seen, nobody's ever sold one because sometimes you look and see like, because if they list, then, you know, the realtor pictures go up and I'm just kind of curious. My first house that I was in until I was like 3 and a half in Wisconsin went on the market when I was probably 19, 20-ish. And I got a chance to go in that at like that age. And last memories were like 3 and a half. And that was really interesting to see that house again from, you know, crazy how short of a span of time that actually was, but it sure felt like forever at that age. And just to see the house again and what I remember and from three and what it looked like today. And, you know, my memory was pretty damn accurate.
Did everything seem a lot smaller, though, to you? Like rooms and stuff like that?
The perspective did seem a bit, the space of the rooms felt a little different than what I remember. But there was one point where I did, like, I literally got, like, on my knees to, like, look at, like, into my bedroom from that height. And the realtor came.
I was just going to say.
And I'm like, I said, I actually lived in this house till I was three. Like, these are some of my first memories here. And I said, I was just kind of looking at it from that perspective. Oh, and it's Wisconsin. So it's like, oh, yada, yada. Oh, you know, so-and-so. Oh, yeah, so-and-so. Yeah, down at the Dairy Queen. And then we went to the Gillies and the Custard. And, you know, yeah. So it was kind of like that. But it was neat. It was neat to see it like that. I'd be curious to see what it looks like. I mean, that's a much further time span than that ever even was. Another 20 years on top of that. So, yeah, be interesting. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all of our episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, and you can support the program. If you like it, check us out on Patreon and pledge your support there and get access to all those extras and Apple Podcasts. You can get all the extras as well. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.